This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, I know. I look like a champ head. 855-REAL-JOE. 855. There it is right there. 732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the way we all win. I know. MyPillow.com. Head up to Mike Lindell's store. MyPillow.com. You know, you got so much going on there. So much happening that we can all get involved with. Right? I mean, seriously, you want to keep people working in this country? You want to help a guy that helps you, that actually fights for issues, fights on issues that are very much like yours, that fall in line with you? I mean, you're not putting the money up, he's willing to do it. So seriously, I mean, get involved. Know who you're buying from. Know what they're doing with their money. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, saves you 30 to 70% off of pillows, sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers, towels. Head up there. Just play around. You can see doggy beds, all kinds of things up there. So get involved in it. Seriously, no joke. And see what's happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save a boatload of money. We will all win. Now, the Affordable Care Act. The Unaffordable Care Act. Or Obamacare, as it likes to be discussed. You know, it's interesting now, people over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, they're starting to see really the short-sightedness of this, of that law, bill, whatever you want, that debacle, whatever you want to call it. One person in particular, one political, I don't know. Well, we'll just call them a political hack for the Dems. Wrote a small piece to say, for over a decade I've been helping politicians talk about health care and the Affordable Care Act. In the past few weeks, the health care system hit me like an avalanche. It just consumed my time and me and everything. In the blink of an eye, I went from someone who thought they understood the minute every part of the Beltway smarts, what could be done and couldn't be done. But boy, did I have a rude awakening. She goes on to say, in 2010, as a staffer working for the House Democrats, she said, I crafted the message as we attempted to make some of the most expansive changes to our health care system. There was hand-wringing, whipping, multiple votes, House and Senate versions that had to be reconciled. And finally, in 2010, the passage of the Affordable Care Act. Now, as President Biden put it at the time, it was a big blanking deal. Democrats held a large majority in the House and the Senate. Many of them took a hard vote that would lose them their seats in Congress. What's that tell you? That people didn't want it. At the time, Speaker Pelosi pushed moderate members to secure their votes. She once told members of Congress about a trip to Africa where she saw a prayer posted on the wall of a hospital that read, when one day I will happily visit my Maker in heaven, he will say to me, show me your scars. I will say, Lord, I have no scars. He will say to me, was nothing worth fighting for. I thought they weren't supposed to talk about God and stuff. She went on to say she was ready for scars. She spent the next decade plus fighting to pass and defend the law from Republican attacks. The Tea Party, which is a right-wing fringe element, claimed there would be death panels. I have yet to see a death panel, but right now, I'm seeing how the law works in real time. My husband underwent brain surgery to remove a benign brain tumor. He's been in neurointensive care unit for 2 weeks. His stay has been longer than expected, and all of a sudden, I'm focused on the math. Out-of-pocket maxes, deductibles, coinsurance. One would need a college degree and health insurance to navigate the system. You know, that Obamacare system was supposed to cost you less than your cell phone bill. She said, I thought back to my days on Capitol Hill. I remember that the ACA eliminated nearly all annual and lifetime caps on what insurers pay. I checked with mine to make sure it was the case. She says, I breathed a sigh of relief. But the specific provision didn't end up in the bill. A mother from North Dakota who ran into this issue, navigated her son's hemophilia, brought the issue of the annual lifetime caps to the attention of Senator Byron Doran. Right? And he simply put it to Vox News. Didn't go anywhere. They didn't do anything with it. Anyway, she goes through this and basically says, you know, now that she sees where the holes were, now that she sees where the... No, she's not lining up with the Republicans. Right? That wasn't it. She's just saying that, look, we rushed it through. Duh. We didn't give it much thought. We really didn't understand what needed to be done. She goes on to say that that her husband and her met on Capitol Hill at the ACA. It was one of the first battles that they worked on together. So anyway, I love this. It's always fun when these people realize afterward, like, oh my God, what did I do? Think about that. Oh my God, what did I do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus joins me after the break. Got any legal questions? He's the guy to ask, because I'll do nothing but get you in trouble. Be back in a few minutes.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way you really win. You know, but you got to get informed first. And don't listen to every guy with the microphone. They will lead you astray at times, I guarantee it. All right? But I know somebody who won't. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week, to talk about the law, what's going on, where your rights are at. And, Brad, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing just great. I'm in North Carolina today, and I just got to speak to a large group of business owners wanting to know how they can live their faith and make a positive difference in their community out here in North Carolina. And it was really very encouraging and empowering, I think, for the people who attended. So, and I get to head back to the Golden State tomorrow morning. So
the Golden State, huh? Really?
I'm trying to use positive terminology.
You are always the eternal optimist. I mean, you would have been on the Titanic and saying, we just need more buckets. But God bless you. Never give up, and that's how you get successful. You don't give up. I don't know if you caught this, but I guess they dragged President Trump into a courthouse in Miami today to charge him with espionage. You know, being the spy that he is. Alan Dershowitz and a few others say, okay, there might be some things here they might be able to play off of, but overall, no. There's very little here that could put this man in jail. What do you say?
No, I agree. I think Alan Dershowitz, who's very respected, I think he has it right. The Espionage Act argument and what they're using it for is very problematic. First, the Espionage Act itself, was adopted, World War I. I mean, it's been around a long time. It was controversial then. It's controversial now. It has problems in terms of void for vagueness, and that's a very serious issue. You know, when you just have something pass as a law, that's easy to do, but when you apply it, our courts have to look and say, well, wait a minute, is this just kind of a broad, vague language that allows them to go and use it selectively to attack anyone who may be their political enemy? And that's exactly how they're using it. And that's why vagueness is such a serious scrutiny void for vagueness. And I think at the end of the day, personally, I think there's a very good chance the United States Supreme Court is going to strike down the constitutionality or the legitimacy of the Espionage Act. And then as applied, I mean, its intended purpose, as you alluded to, is to prevent people from giving, secret information to a hostile government. Well, there's one thing really fundamental with this case that's lacking, and that is the hostile government. There's no evidence. There's no evidence that Trump had any intent, much less any action, to provide any of this material and information to any hostile government or power that was in any way against the interests of the United States. I think it's going to fall for multiple reasons, and the sooner the better.
You know, it's funny, in reading through, not the depositions, but in reading through what his lawyers have written about this, nothing the DOJ has said, for the most part, nothing is true and nothing is real. The National Archives would not help him. He kept begging for help. He kept asking them, show up, show me what I need to do. What can I take? What can't I take? They were non-responsive. So he threw all the boxes together, took them with him. They were not, can you see a guy like Trump with papers thrown all over the place in his office, out of sorts? Does he look like that kind of guy?
Yeah, no. No.
No. It would drive him nuts, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, Biden has, he had in his papers in his garage near his Corvette and over here in his office in Pennsylvania near the Chinese educational center at University of Pennsylvania. So, I think Alan Dershowitz has it right. And Alan Dershowitz is, he's a liberal. He's a classic, constitutional liberal.
Yep.
But he respects the Constitution. When I was in law school, you had two kinds of people. You had liberals that respect the Constitution. You had conservatives that respected the Constitution, just had different ideologies and judicial philosophies. We have some who just spit on the Constitution, and that's why Alan Dershowitz and quote, liberals like him are actually now more on our side, who are, for defending the Constitution than the opposition are trying to use it and abuse it for political, short-term political gain. And I think he's right on this. I think that that this is, once again, it's just another witch hunt. And I think at the end of the day, Trump should come out of this victorious, and only all the stronger, all the more more convincing to the people of America.
I hope you're right. You know, I'm getting this in the chat room. I'm getting this from emails that people have sent to me. And they say, Joe, you know what? But think about something. Anybody else could not stand up to this. They wouldn't have the money. They wouldn't have the resources. They wouldn't have the spine to stand up like he is. We are now, I don't know if we've gone far enough, but we're now in that circle of, do we even have a law that we live by? Do we even, you know, there is two different sets of rules, two different sets of laws, if you would, depending on where you are on the political spectrum. And the Supreme Court was never made. They were never put into place to decide every little thing. But they're going to have to at this point, are they not?
They are. And I think at the end of the day, the Supreme Court will be the final decider of this this case against President Donald Trump. And I believe that the former President Donald Trump will prevail. We have a great Supreme Court, very level-headed. Overall, generally, and so trying to be diplomatic here to some degree, but anyway, I think that we have definite majority that are level-headed, and but people need to watch this because never before in American history have we seen a president in power using his powers with the Department of Justice or the FBI, you know, in a concerted way to attack and prosecute the number one opposition candidate to challenge them in the next election. We've seen that in banana republics. We've mocked at it and said, how can that happen? And yet it's happening now to the United States, and it's a disgrace in front of the world.
Yeah. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, our host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to federal charges related to his handling of classified documents. He appeared at an arraignment hearing at a federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday. Afterward, he stopped at a local cafe.
Are you ready? Food for everyone. Food for everyone.
Trump posted posed for pictures and was greeted by a supportive crowd, he's now back in New Jersey. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, Republican, plans to delay the confirmation process for Justice Department nominees over the federal indictment of Donald Trump. In a statement on Tuesday, the Republican accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of using the agency to target President Biden's political opponents. Vance said he plans to hold up DOJ nominees on the Senate floor as a result. The White House has stressed that the Justice Department is independent and Biden played no part in the indictment against Trump. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. Like I said, you got to get informed. Brad Dankus is with me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that is doing everything they can to help you retain your rights. Seriously. And you know what? It's never a lost cause, ever, ever, ever. Right, Brad?
That's right. It's never a lost cause. And if anyone out there needs assistance anywhere in the United States, they should never hesitate to contact us. As you know, Joe, we have 31 offices in 24 states, coast to coast.
Wow.
So they should never hesitate to contact us, and we have attorneys in all 50 states. We're covered, and we have the biggest footprint of any organization of our kind, and always, always our work is without charge, dealing with religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life. And by the way, if people also want information about what we're doing in our case, they can sign up to get our case updates on our website, pji.org. They can support us there on a monthly basis. They can sign up to do that. And they also get information about our big gala, October 28th. We're going to have Kaylee McEnany as our keynote speaker for our Celebration of Justice in Anaheim.
Yeah, I mean, those are a great people. You need to get involved. I mean, look, some of you write me emails. You tell me how devastated you are. Again, I was showing you earlier, Brad, you know, more and more people are reaching out to me saying, hey, why do we bother? We can't win. You know, look at what's going on with the Department of Justice. If Trump can't keep them at bay, if some of these others can't keep them at bay, what makes us think that we can win? You know, what would you say to them?
Fraud can only go so far. And the other side knows that. And there's a certain level. So I think there's a number of states that have passed measures to protect against fraud, some pivotal states that are seen could go either way. So this is. I think this will be a major
a very, very important election. We have a lot hanging in the balance in terms of foreign policy, national security. Who's elected to the White House may prevent the next World War III. Right now we're in a very weak position with very weak leadership, making us very vulnerable for a more aggressive stance and military stance by our number one foes like Communist China. Economic policy, fiscal responsibility. If we keep having these kinds of, trillion and trillion dollar deficits, it's going to take our nation down. And we need to be addressing all these things in this next election. I think the American people get it. And the polls show it. They seem to get it on these issues. So, we should definitely not give up.
No, and you have to, you know what, you really have to keep an eye on stuff. I mean, you have to make it uncomfortable for them to want to cheat or uncomfortable when they show up to a polling place. I'm not suggesting that you get out there like the new Black Panthers did with, big sticks in your hand. That's not it at all. But I really do believe that you're just going to need to be vigilant. You're going to be paying attention. You're going to have to let people know that you're watching. At least that's what I believe.
Yeah, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, through our Center for Public Policy and our church engagement office, we work hard to empower people of faith churches to have round up poll workers, poll watchers. It made a critical difference in the election of Congressman Mike Garcia. Even he acknowledges how critical it was in preventing fraud in terms of not counting votes that should be counted or counting votes that were obviously fraudulent. It makes all the difference in the world. If anyone's interested in that, they want to get involved, be a poll worker, a poll watcher, they're maybe thinking about running for office, they want to know, what are the steps. We've got our church that wants to do voter registration this upcoming July 4th, the Sunday right after July 4th. We have a whole office there to work with people to do that, to really make a difference, and it will make a difference. We've seen it happen, and we're expanding it this year, and we're looking for even more positive results after this next election.
Lots of churches need to know what a lot of them run out of fear. They think they don't have a right to do that, and it's not true. They do very much have the right to do that, and more, actually. So, all right, I got a good one for you. New York attorney, you know who that attorney is, right? She's suing a Christian anti-abortion group. She's calling them terrorists. And because why? They got too close to an abortion facility. She wants them 30 feet away from the facility as a whole. All they're doing is holding signs and praying.
Right.
So how can this be against the law?
Oh, it's not. It's not. And yet, the sad truth is I think we're going to continue to see this play out. We at Pacific Justice Institute are right now defending the two largest pro-life clinics in California from a barrage of interrogatories and requesting for documents from the California Attorney General. It's not a mistake. There is a concerted effort for these liberal leftist governors of blue states to declare war on pro-life clinics and people doing pro-life counseling and praying. And it's really remarkable that they have the audacity to treat them as terrorists when these people are so loving and so caring and compassionate towards others. That's not what terrorists are. I think maybe the people, doing the work of Planned Parenthood, they're ones who are more likely, to disregard human life flippantly, like terrorists, the terrorist mindset, not the pro-life individuals. And I think whenever they try to restrict protected speech, then they're risking a lawsuit based on violating the First Amendment free speech clause of the Constitution.
They don't seem to care about that. Seriously. Look, I had lunch with a state senator this week, and we were talking about some of the laws that they're passing and that kind of stuff. And I said, Do they not know that these things are unconstitutional? I mean, look at me and said, oh, yeah. They know exactly that these things are unconstitutional. They bank on the fact that nobody will fight them. Nobody will understand they're unconstitutional. And if they have to fight them a little bit, they're going to use your tax dollars to make it happen. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen because you're right. It's not their money. It's the taxpayer who's really paying for this. We have three offices there in New York. And make no mistake, we stand ready and willing to defend any of those who are being wrongfully attacked and threatened by the state of New York.
Well, and again, people, you have to not be afraid to fight for your rights. Many people are afraid to open their mouths. They're afraid of the retribution that'll happen to them, that kind of thing. I mean, right now, you've got in Glendale, I think it is. I don't know if you know about this case. There's a gay fifth grade teacher, and he was placed on leave after complaining at the school board meeting that his school promotes transgenderism. Now, he's a 25-year veteran teacher, and he's gay. Think about this. All right? And he went there wearing a T-shirt that said, Make Biology Great Again. What do you think of that? So, anyway, they have suspended him, waiting on an investigation to see if this is a hate speech or not. This is ridiculous, right?
Yeah, it's clearly not hate speech at all. And it's very rational, very reasonable what he's saying. Put science first. That's a very rational, logical position he's taking. Let's use our minds. Let's look at science. Let's not ignore biology. Let's not ignore an entire area of science that we have promoted for years in public education. I think you would have a very good case.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, in just a few minutes.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI. You can find out all about them at pji.org. pji.org. All right, Brad. We were talking about this gay teacher, an award-winning gay teacher, suspended for speaking out against transgenderism. And when he was at the board meeting, you got to give this guy guts. His short speech was, hey, 2 plus 2 equals 4. The world is not flat. Boys have penises. Girls have vaginas. Gender is binary and cannot be changed. Biology is not bigotry. Heterosexuality is not hate. I mean, think about this guy. He's working for the district. Gender confusion and gender delusion are deep psychological disorders. No caring professional or loving parent would ever support the chemical poisoning or surgical mutilation of a child's genitalia. And he goes on to say, look, transgender ideology is anti-gay. It's anti-woman. It's actually anti-human. And it wants to take away a woman's sports, woman's rights, woman's achievements. It's just wrong. He said, and I'm a gay man. And I'm telling you, this is how the majority of gay people feel. And so immediately another teacher filed a complaint against him for hate speech, that kind of thing. And and this is what they're afraid of. This is why many of them will not speak up.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Is this something you could defend?
Beg your pardon?
Is this a kind of case you could defend? He's pretty in their face there.
Yeah, but no teacher relinquishes their free speech rights just because they work for the government or, in this case, works for a public school. We're defending a bus driver in Idaho right now who did an op-ed piece about effectively inappropriate pornographic-like materials in the public high school after the superintendent and the school board refused to listen to him. He did an op-ed piece. He was fired because what he said was hostile to the school, and that's why they fired him. Well, no. This is America. So I think that teacher has every right to be able to express themselves at school board meetings, and what he said was stating his opinion, an opinion I think that is actually probably in the vast majority of those who have or of parents who have kids in the public school. And I think that that school district is way out of line. In fact, I predict, and the trend line I think we're going to see is a major backlash against the radical transgender movement in America, and that Americans more and more, even some on the Democrat Party side of things, are saying, wait a minute, we've gone too far. Female athletes should be able to compete just against females. This turns Title IX on its head. And I think that's the trend we're going to see. And I think we're going to see it reflected in the next elections. The left has definitely gone too far, and they're about to find themselves paying the price.
Yeah, I love this. I love the fact. I agree with you. I think they have gone too far. I think you've. I don't know if you've caught what happened in Glendale last week, where you had the Armenian Christian men. And I say this without saying that I want an overly amount of violence. But isn't that great that you saw these men, these Christian Armenian men, step up to protect their kids? And we need to do more of that. They didn't start that fight. Antifa came in and started that fight. Antifa came in and started the violence. And all they did was protect themselves, which is exactly what they should be doing.
Right. And, the Armenian culture is such a wonderful, wonderful culture. They're, very peaceful. And they're very sincere in their faith, very family oriented. Those dads, want to protect their children, and I think it's very commendable how they did not allow the thugs like Lapita and other groups or whatever to come in and bring terror and fear to them or their children.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I think it gets to the point now. Where it's almost like if you don't agree with something, you hate it, period. But it doesn't work the other way around. Look at what happened with the Dodgers and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And here the Dodgers are even giving them some kind of an award, right? And what I've said to people, they don't want to hear it, is look, if it was some kind of group of just simply gay and lesbian community, going down on the field, whatever, that's fine. But these people are actually a hate group. They're hating based on Catholicism. They want them to change their scripture for them because they don't like the way it reads. And, you look at that and you say, my God, is that really where we got to? I mean, the Dodgers is an organization that I'm sure that many, many, a large percentage of the people who go there, go to the games, are Catholic probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very insulting to a group. It's they are like as to the Catholic Church, people of faith as the Nazis are to Jewish people. I mean,
yeah.
Their purpose is hate against another group, and that's why it's so shocking that the Dodgers have the audacity and the insensitivity to promote a group that is whose purpose is to hate and demise another group, and that group is our Catholics, and for that matter, I think people of faith, actually. And for the Dodgers to think that they can do that, and they're going to continue having people of faith go to their games, I
I'm hoping that they'll soon face the consequences and realize that, people of faith will not accept to be put on the back of the bus and think you're doing him a favor by letting him go. You know, not anymore.
Yeah, but it's all okay, Brad, because they're going to have Christian night in July. So they're going to make it better anyhow. All right, I got a caller who I think has a question for you, or knowing the caller may not have anything nice to say. We'll see. Dave from San Francisco. Dave, you want to talk about Pacific Justice?
Yeah. And by the way, you were just talking about that measures of hate. Where's the only a paranoid really has the ability to boost hate? You know, hate might be sitting there, but if some paranoid comes along and creates a lot of scare stories, and they get the media to do it, boy, you can really ruin some neighborhoods.
So you're commenting on me saying that they're a hate group, right? So it's interesting to me that a guy like you,
sort of like the economics of hate.
Wait a minute. So a guy like you will get on my case. Right? Because I'm calling them a hate group because they put down the Catholic religion. They make fun of nuns who go out there and give their lives to help others out. So I'm calling them a hate group. But when they come after us, when they come after my religion, when they come after my belief, they're just such an angelic group, aren't they, Dave?
Well, if you're talking about Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence,
yes.
You remember the word indulgence. What is an indulgence?
Don't go that deep with it. They're talking about sexual innuendo. They're talking about all kinds of sexual freedom.
No, they're talking about the purpose of indulgence. They're a pun. They're every time they show up at a performance, they've got 100 puns. And, but an indulgence is where you can pay now, sin later. And it used to be that the church allowed that.
I'm very aware of that. I've even talked about it, but that is not at the crux of this group. So you had a question for a question or comment for Pacific Justice. You're running out of time.
Yeah. Well, I'm familiar with nonprofit status, and you have to be in order to get a tax write-off. You have to be doing something good. You know, are you helping blind children get eye surgery? Are you helping, the
parents protect their parental rights? Yeah, got it.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on, Brad. Let him finish up. I'll let him finish real quick.
Oh, sure.
What does Pacific Justice, what examples of doing public good has Pacific Justice done?
Well, why don't you go to their website and see some of the cases they bought? But, Brad, go ahead. You got a lot of minute and a half.
And I do appreciate that question. I'll try to answer it real quickly. But we have right now over 180 cases in active litigation. 120 of those are civil rights cases arguing the Title VII rights of workplace discrimination and bigotry in the workplace on behalf of people of faith who are being fired in violation of Title VII. We're winning those cases, which means we're fighting injustices that our courts are recognizing are just that, injustices and civil rights violations. We also we defend everyone of, no matter what their faith is, you have to have religious freedom for everyone or you have it for no one. We defend, for example, a synagogue that was not allowed to be built and had unreasonable restrictions in the East San Francisco Bay Area. We stood up for them and the synagogue was allowed to be built. We do a lot of religious asylum cases of people of faith, particularly of Jews and Christians from communist countries, radical Muslim countries, where if they're sent back, they're going to die and we save their lives, literally.
All right, Brad, PJI.org, PJI.org. Check it out, people, if you want to know what they've done. Just go to their website, and don't make it up as you go. Joe Mazzini, your host. Brad, God bless. Thanks for what you do. I so much appreciate you. All right, people, you got me for
the next
hour. All by your onesies. Good luck to you. We'll be right back.
It's free.